Today is Thursday, March 28th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Today's episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. You don't have to imagine anymore because Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I recently got the European linen high-waisted shorts and they were perfection. So comfortable and chic, plus they're affordable at $30 a pair. So if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe for the summer without breaking the bank, be sure to check out Quince. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. In a quick reversal of earlier moves this week, Israel will be returning to hostage and ceasefire negotiations after announcing yesterday that they will be sending two top officials to Washington, D.C. next week to continue talks. Discussions are reportedly also focused on Israel's potential operation in Rafah, which has still not gone forward at the scale promised by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Less than a week after Kate Middleton shocked the world with the announcement of her cancer diagnosis, the accusations of royal conspiracies seem to have died down. But now we have reporting of an actual potential conspiracy, and not the kind anyone was predicting. According to BBC reporting from yesterday, cybersecurity experts now say that online rumors and discourse surrounding Kate's condition and whereabouts show the hallmark signs of a coordinated disinformation campaign that's consistent with patterns of a particular Russian disinformation group. Specifically, the group is not a Russian state entity, but it is linked with people who have recently been sanctioned by the US for being part of a malign influence campaign to spread false information on social media. The way that groups like this work is that rather than spread a heavy-handed pro-Russia message, they will piggyback off any topic that exacerbates pre-existing tensions and divides people's sense of reality and facts. For example, this particular group has also previously been found to be active in an online campaign in France in order to degrade their support for Ukraine. So watch your algorithms, betches. Though somehow, I doubt this extremely important information will not go as viral as the speculation about the posh Raquel Levis. Next, we have some interesting electoral news regarding a state House seat in Alabama in the historically conservative Madison County. Democratic candidate Marilyn Lanz, whose electoral platform centered around protecting abortion rights and IVF, defeated her Republican opponent in Tuesday's special election by 25 points, flipping a seat that has long been held by Republicans. Seems like these ladies might actually turn out for their rights after all. As we reported earlier this week, Donald Trump's personal notes app, Truth Social, went public on the Nasdaq stock exchange on Tuesday. So far, despite only reporting $5 million in revenue and a loss of $49 million, the value of Donald's notes app on the market has reached $9 billion. I mean, how could he really be the reigning king of fraud without his very own vanity meme stock? Also, we already have an update on Donald's recent gag order in his latest criminal trial over hush money payments. Ironic. Less than a day after the gag order was placed, Donald Truth posted that the overseeing judge, Juan Marchand, was acting in the interest of his daughter, who is a Democratic political consultant, and falsely claimed that she had posted a photo on social media of Donald behind bars. I think maybe we're just getting that mixed up with our own nightmares, Donald. For our final story, we have entirely predictable reporting about the changes that are happening inside the Republican National Committee under the new Trump family regime. Job applicants have reportedly been asked in hiring interviews if they believe that the 2020 election was stolen, including individuals who are reapplying for jobs that were recently eliminated when the Trumps took over. Applicants are also reportedly being asked what they believe should be done about election integrity in 2024. And prospective employees have been told that they're expected to move to Palm Beach so that they can be close to Mar-a-Lago. Now might be a good time to recall that during his presidency, Donald reportedly wanted to wiretap his own staff because he was worried that they were not loyal enough, an idea that only didn't happen because it was shot down by his hippy-dippy kumbaya chief of staff, John Kelly. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. indulge in affordable luxury, and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.